This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Does it actually qualify as a hump show when it's a holiday? There's no hump for most people. In fact, you get a mini weekend right in the middle of your work week. You get these two really short work weeks on either side of the holiday. I don't know, if you ask most people, do you think they'd prefer to have the holiday either a Monday or a Friday so they get a long weekend, or prefer to have the break right in the middle of their work week? What would you guys prefer? This is the kind of question that makes you go, if you think about it. Because the work weeks can get long, especially when you work our hours. And for those of you who are working right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Second or third shift, it can be difficult. It can be physically exhausting, more so than for people who work bankers' hours. But I think because I flip my schedule, my sleep schedule so often, that's the deal. People think that I sleep all day Saturday and Sunday, but I don't. I can't stay on that schedule. I need to have a life as well. And since Saturday's my only full day off, I sleep on Friday and Saturday nights like many other people do. And so I wouldn't want to have the day off in the middle, because it would almost make me more tired than I am, because I would sleep then Friday, Saturday nights, be up all day Sunday, all day Monday night, then try to sleep Tuesday night, and then be up all day Wednesday and Thursday nights. That would just be painful. So I think I'd rather have a long weekend, but I mean, there got to be people out there who are so thankful that this break is happening right in the middle of the week. Although apparently the two of you are going to remain completely silent in there.
Well, I think this one's a no-brainer, personally. I think having the Monday off...
Are you suggesting it's a stupid question?
No, not at all. For me, personally, it's a no-brainer, because that Friday, you're in such a good mood. You're a 10 out of 10, almost guaranteed. And you're just so happy, like, at work, that it doesn't even feel like a work day.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Isaac, you...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the long weekend.
Yeah, you can't really day drink during... Well, I guess you could be day drinking during the middle of the week.
True.
So I'll tell you guys this. A friend of mine who works in radio, who I will not identify, because that would not be right, he sent me a text asking me if I was working the holiday. A lot of people do. And I was like, absolutely. There are a lot of reasons I work July 4th. I really enjoy the day. I like to be on the air, but also there's plenty going on. And I'd rather trade a day with no commute for a day with a regular New York City commute, because it generally sucks. Anyway, he said to me, our boss is forcing us to take off because it's a holiday. He just is not using any of the regular radio shows. He said, so I plan to do a big ass, I think his technical term was big ass cookout. And I plan to have a lot of people over, and I plan to drink a whole lot and get really wasted. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, you have to work Thursday morning? And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, suck it up or whatever. And I said to him, if either one of my guys ever did that, I would kill them. So, you know, just for future reference, don't ever come to work.
But if we had that Monday.
Hungover or smelling like you had just gotten wasted. Absolutely not.
Of course not.
That'll be your last day at work.
But if you have that Monday, then that Friday, that's your last day of work, technically, then you can have a ball.
Right. Now, I'm not talking about people who are on a weekend. He just sent me a text suggesting he was going to go to work the next morning hungover, or probably still smelling like alcohol.
There's a huge gap there where he could sleep 6 to 8 hours, right? Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Not worth the hours he works, no.
Oh, all right. Don't drink.
It'd be more likely that he would go to work without a whole lot of sleep, actually. And I don't know, is 6 hours long enough to sleep off a hangover?
Oh, yeah.
I guess speaking from personal experience.
But that doesn't even sound fun, though. Like, I would be, even while drinking, I'd be dreading going into work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be thinking about that in the back of my mind the whole time.
Yes, that makes sense. Smart. Why is the younger, newer guy on the show smarter than you, Isaac?
He hasn't parted as hard.
Not sure that's something to be proud of. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I know nothing about what they talk about because I'm boring and I like my sleep more than I like to party. This is probably not something you should admit on the radio, but after nearly 5 years of doing overnights, I value my sleep a lot more than I value the time to drink alcohol.
After a month here, I'm starting to value the sleep, too. I'll tell you that.
See? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Your really bad bets are cracking me up. What's more American than bets and wagers? Well, as we mark the 4th of July holiday, for those of you who are already up on your Wednesday morning, maybe actually some of you don't have to work on Wednesday, so you are partying hard. What's the dumbest bet or wager you ever made? Don't do it right now if you're enjoying the day off on Wednesday. But you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And producer Chris said that he reposted our July 4th photo with the flag and the fireworks, which is really cool. I like it. So you can check that out along with Pre-Law, which is posted on both Twitter and Facebook, and Ask Amy Anything, which comes up in a couple of hours. We were talking about LeVar Ball, and so I thought we'd do a quick search to figure out if LeVar had said anything recently about LeBron joining Lonzo in Los Angeles. LeBron, Lonzo, Los Angeles. It's a great little it's a great little use of alliteration and goes perfectly in a hashtag. Lonzo, LeBron in LA. But you can't have the and in there. It's like LeBron, which is what everyone's saying. Lonzo, you have to change that to an A, and then Los Angeles on the end of it. So we came up with something that was recently posted to TMZ Sports, where a TMZ reporter was talking to LeVar Ball in, it looked like it was a shoe store where he was hawking big baller shoes. And the conversation started out relatively muted for LeVar Ball and then got a lot louder.
I called LeBron to L.A. I knew he was coming to L.A.
And this week,
everything lined up for me.
And this weekend it happened. LeBron.
Didn't I tell y'all to call him L.A. Bron?
So what else can you like foresee in the future for the NBA? You calling a lot
for the
things
NBA,
right now.
Some championships for the Lakers.
For the Lakers.
I'm telling y'all, man.
How many?
Hey, LeBron got a 4-year deal, right?
Yeah.
I hope he gets 4 in a row.
Yep.
But if not, I guarantee 2 when all my boys is on the Lakers with him.
Well, you know,
game over.
Since we're talking about championships.
Championships.
A lot of people are saying it's already a wrap for the rest of the league because the Warriors just signed Boogie.
The Warriors can sign Boogie, Prince, Michael Jordan, anybody they want. They still ain't going to win with this team right here. Lakers with LeBron. You don't give my son the best player in the game. Don't think he's going to win no championships.
Prince playing basketball would be a miracle. I think my favorite part of that is the very beginning where he says, it's all working out for me. And then did you also hear the part where he throws in, LeBron and all of my sons on the Lakers are going to win championships? That was some good stuff right there. So, yes, on TMZ Sports, and, of course, the reporters egging him on, I wonder if that's the same reporter who used to egg on Johnny Manziel. Remember, there used to be one guy, one crew that was assigned to follow Johnny Manziel everywhere he went until he became boring. And so that might be the same crew. He was egging him on. A lot
Super
of people
Bowl MVP.
Are saying. Yeah. So LeVar Ball, he started out slowly and a little quieter, and then all of a sudden, boom! That was LeVar.
You don't give my son the best player in the game. Don't think he's going to win no championships.
It's all working out great for me, he said. Oh, that's good stuff. Okay, how about some early quizzes about 4th of July facts and figures? Are you guys ready? I'm not going to ask you what year we became a country, because if you don't know, I would be really upset. not at you, but for you. That would be embarrassing. So I'm just going to pretend that you all know that the Declaration was signed in 1776. Okay, good. And I already told you that we eat a whole lot of hot dogs, 150 million in total just on July 4th. Wowzers. We could boost that number if some of you start now.
I'll be the hot dog.
Let's see. We still don't have Alaska and Hawaii, so you all are still technically on July 3rd. But the Pacific time zone has now joined us. It's 12:13 a.m. in the Pacific time zone. All right, how about this? You guys will love this. We make a toast or two to freedom to the tune of $1.5 billion spent on 4th of July beer and wine. 150 million hot dogs, but $1.5 billion with a B dollars spent on beer and wine on 4th of July. Holy crap.
How much of that to the Feldman household?
Well, he's got a really big family.
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
Well, and Peyton's going to be drinking a lot of Budweiser as well. Oh my gosh. $1.5 billion on July 4th, beer and wine. So now the money's not obviously all spent on July 4th, but people who went to the package store or the liquor stores on July 2nd and 3rd, you got to love those people who wait till the last second. The grocery store was relatively busy when I was there on Tuesday evening. All right, and how about this? A record 44 million Americans plan to drive at least 50 miles from home. The interesting thing, though, about July 4th is because it's the middle of the week, there are some people who are taking the full week of vacation, some people who are taking maybe last Saturday through Wednesday, and then Wednesday through the following Sunday. So you can kind of split it up a bunch of different ways. But around the July 4th holiday, a record 44 million of us are going more than 50 miles from home. That's a long way to drive for a cookout. Let's hope that they're not also driving and then drinking some of that $1.5 billion worth of beer and wine.
Major arrest day.
It is. Watch out for the DUI checkpoints. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Don't drink and drive because there are DUI checkpoints. I get caught in them all the time because there is one about three blocks from work, and it happens to be the turn that I take to come the back way to get to CBS Sports Radio. And I sometimes forget to look. If I look around the corner, I can then go straight and go around the block the other direction. But I feel badly because last year I was pretty snippy with the police officer when he actually made me pull into the lane and take out my wallet. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to work. I wasn't very nice. But that's also the same DUI checkpoint where an officer 2 years ago, as I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, I'm going to work. He's like, does anyone ever told you have beautiful eyes? And he said to his fellow officer, don't you think she has beautiful eyes?
Total protocol.
Oh my gosh. I tried not to laugh. I just said thank you in earnest. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, back in 1976, when the Declaration of Independence was signed, the United States had only 2.5 million residents.
Nerd-a-ler.
There were only 2.5 million of us. All immigrants, of course. Actually, I don't know if that counts Native Americans. Probably not. That's an interesting question, if that actually counts the Native peoples who were here already. I don't know if they were considered residents of the United States. Huh, I'd have to research that. 2.5 million U.S. residents when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Now there are more than 325 million residents in the United States. The year Congress made Independence Day a federal holiday, a paid federal holiday, that's a critical piece of this puzzle, 1941. So we actually didn't have Independence Day as a holiday until last century. It's a little slow, don't you think? As we're getting close to our 200th birthday, then they finally decided it would be a good idea to make it a federal holiday. And 1960 is the year the current American flag design was chosen, 1960. Here's our first quiz, and I'll put this out on Twitter, and I'll also ask the guys, how many different official flags have we used in our nation's history? The one we've got now was designed upon, was designed in 1960. but how many flags have we used in our nation's history total?
I'm going to say a dozen.
All right, so Chris says 12.
Nine.
Isaac says nine. Here's a fun fact, or a nerd alert. Only the number of stars changed each time. So the original design for the flag included the red and white stripes and the blue corner where the stars are, well, they're kind of monogrammed in there. They're sewn in. So how many times has the United States had to use a new flag or design a new flag to change the number of stars? That's essentially the question. How many official U.S. flags have we used in our nation's history? We've got a 9, we got a 12.
Google it.
Don't Google it. You're supposed to put your thinking cap on and think about it. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also the dumbest wagers you've ever made. I would suspect that dumb quotient goes up on a rapid basis, like it increases rapidly. The more
CBS Sports Radio.
The more of that beer and wine you consume on July 4th. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I did some further research into the alcohol that we are drinking as Americans on July 4th. How about this? According to Wallet Hub, and this is an incredible holiday facts and figures generator. I love this website. The kind of stuff they come up with, really obscure nerd alerts. They float my boat, and they do it for every holiday. And so every holiday, I check Wallet Hub, and I look at all the numbers they send to me because some of them are fascinating. July 4th is America's top beer drinking holiday. It even trumps New Year's Eve. So there is not a bigger beer drinking holiday than New Year's Eve. Maybe because New Year's Eve is more about champagne. I don't know.
Colder.
Oh, is beer not good when you're cold?
No, in January, the weather.
Right, so I'm saying, is beer not as tasty or welcome when you're cold?
Well, I don't think anybody day drinks in New Year's Eve.
No? I think you're wrong. I think a lot of people probably day drink on New Year's Eve.
I don't know.
If my friends are any indication, yes, I think plenty of them do enjoy taking that New Year's Eve and knowing they don't have to go to work the next day. Let's see. So July 4th is America's top beer drinking holiday. And of the $1.5 billion that I said is spent on beer and wine around the 4th of July, 2/3 of that is spent just on beer. So over $1 billion Americans spend just buying beer for the 4th of July holiday. Man, we're a country full of alkies. Oh my gosh. And then the other half billion is spent on wine. Now, would you think there would be more or less money spent on fireworks than on wine?
Probably more, because we love our fireworks too.
We do love our fireworks. So $825 million is what is spent, estimated. This is based on what people bought last year. Estimated spending on 4th of July fireworks. 16,000 fireworks displays held each 4th of July. Holy cannoli. 16,000 fireworks displays. I'm assuming that doesn't include the ones that my cousins were lighting off in the backyard and scaring my dog half to death last weekend. That sounds like popcorn. Now I'm hungry for popcorn. The record number of police officers assigned to the Macy's fireworks display in 2017. If you don't know about Macy's, I'm not sure where you've been. But the Macy's July 4th fireworks show is done over the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. And last year, there were 5,000 police officers assigned to the Macy's fireworks display alone. That doesn't include the rest of New York City. The total TV viewership for the Macy's 4th of July fireworks, 15 million people.
Nerd alert!
Wowzers. And do you know another 3 million people will watch along the Hudson River? Oh my gosh, that's so much traffic. I'm so not looking forward to that on Wednesday night. Oh my gosh. I will be coming into New York City as many of them are leaving, but that does not sound like fun. That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen when you throw in the $1.5 billion that's spent nationwide on beer and wine. All right, some of you have sent me your guesses about the number of American flags that we've officially used in our nation's history. Only one gentleman got close. Some of you way too low. In fact, most of you way too low. Arthur said 26. It's actually 27. 27 different official flags used in our U.S. history, but they haven't changed it after 1960. So that is our flag. Only the number of stars has changed each time. So interesting. All right, how about some more? How many Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic? That's your next quiz. How many Americans? That does not include me because I'll be sleeping. I mean, I might be awake in time for a Pacific time zone picnic if they're willing to wait until I get there. How many Americans will attend or host or take part in a 4th of July picnic?
125 million.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
80 million.
But only 150 million hot dogs, though. So I guess there's some people who are vegans who are attending.
Hamburgers.
Vegetarians who are attending.
Tofu burgers.
Ew, so gross. No veggie or tofu burgers. That's disgusting. Blah, blah, blah. What percentage of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic coming up on Wednesday? Or is it, are you allowed to wait until the weekend? Some fireworks displays are not until this coming weekend. Some were last weekend. That's kind of weird. I think that they should be on the 4th of July. Although I guess if someone comes up to me 3 days after my birthday and says, here, take a birthday gift, I'll probably still take it. All right. I have to write CBS Sports Minutes. Whatever will I write about? Maybe I'll write just about 4th of July facts. That would be fun. And it would have nothing to do with sports. Ooh, maybe I can find something about baseball on our 4th of July list of nerd alerts. Do you think the boss would care if I do a CBS Sports Minute about how July 4th is America's top beer drinking holiday?
As long as they're in there, he won't.
Yeah, I don't know if he would know if he did that or not.
All right, it's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I now know that you can see our 4th of July post on Facebook because some of you have weighed in to let us know that the second time we posted it, it slipped through the algorithm. It's like the Matrix. Not helpful. So that's up on Facebook, plus a spot where you can ask Amy anything. And then you can also do that on our Twitter at After Hours CBS. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time to know, you just gotta ignite the light.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I'm not sure this was intended to be a patriotic 4th of July song, but thank you, Katy Perry. It fits perfectly with our theme. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. We got a lot going on. I don't know that we're spreading ourselves too thin. It's a holiday. We can be as goofy as we want. My mom asked me what I had planned for tonight's show, and that's all I said was, to be goofy for the holiday. The question on the table is this one. What percentage of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic on Wednesday? Since nearly 47 million Americans will be traveling, and 85% of them by car, I will be safely inside my house. Oh my gosh, I still can't believe there'll be 3 million people lined up along the Hudson River, the same river I have to cross to get to work on Thursday. No, sorry, Wednesday night. My days all run together. It's kind of cool that our hump show celebrates the 4th of July after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So what percentage of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic? And that includes cookouts and barbecues and blah, blah, blah. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Don't forget to send us your questions for Ask Amy Anything, as well as share with us the dumbest wagers you've ever made. Some of these are fantastic. Derek says on Twitter, I bet a coworker $50 I'd lose 50 pounds. I lost the bet. Definitely the dumbest bet I've ever made. Oh, let's see. Joe sends me pictures. He says in 2013, I bet my best friend that my Eagles would beat his Cowboys. Loser bleached his hair for the rest of the season. Birds lost. October game, 2 months of this. However, I'm sure he feels much better now that his Eagles are, in fact, world champs.
No one wanted us!
If you want to retweet some of these are awesome. So Joe actually sent us a picture of him before and after he lost the bet and bleached his hair for the rest of the year. Larry is listening in Myrtle Beach. Larry, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
I had a question for you. I'm ashamed I didn't call it, but I want to get your expert opinion. The trade that looked like, or the LeBron going to the Lakers, which looks like it may happen. Do you think there's any way he can coexist with the Ball family, or do you think that they trade Alonzo somewhere?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Lakers trade him, but no, I don't think we should automatically jump to the conclusion those two guys can't coexist. First of all, Lonzo Ball is a second-year player who still has a lot of learning to do. That's probably one reason why the Lakers Magic brought in Rajon Rondo. He has a very high basketball IQ, and he can help to teach and train this young point guard. But also, people don't remember this. LeBron has been really supportive of Lonzo. He went to watch him play in a summer league game last year when he was just drafted into the NBA. I don't think that LeBron is worried about what anybody else has to say, and that includes LaVar Ball. This guy has had everything said about him over the course of his career. I wouldn't say he has the thickest skin on the planet, but when it comes to LaVar Ball, I think if you just recognize that he's about promoting his brand and running his mouth, and he's harmless, he's all talk and no bite, it's pretty easy then to take him with a grain of salt.
Okay, happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your phone call. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of harmless. I mean, he talks a big game, but most of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is so ridiculous.
You don't give my son the best player in the game, don't think he's going to win no championships.
That was actually somewhat reasonable coming from LaVar Ball, but earlier in that conversation with TMZ Sports, he said all of his sons needed to be signed to the Lakers before they would win a championship. To the best of my knowledge, neither of the other sons has been signed to a free agent.
But if not, I guarantee too, when all my boys is on the Lakers with him.
Well, you know,
game on.
I mean, how do you even take him seriously? If I don't take him seriously, why would LeBron? Rick is listening in Texas. Rick, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy 4th of July. You know, before it gets that far, I think LeBron will tell him to shut his mouth.
Yeah, I don't even think he would bother. I mean, it doesn't matter. Who cares what he says? He's a lot of hot air.
He wouldn't even hesitate.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I don't think it matters.
There's a couple of reasons why I called. One is to give a shout out to Captain Benny Hatton. Girl, I was sitting there talking to him one day, and he had just got off the water fishing, which I didn't know from Adam who he was at the time. he gave me 5 to 10 minutes of his time right after he got his boat back to the house where he lives. Mm-hmm. And just gave me, you know, that much of his time just to talk fishing with him. But mainly the reason why I called is Kawhi Leonard still have a contract with the Spurs this year?
He does.
So he can basically sit out, right, and not play this year and then not give San Antonio nothing? Or you think it would be with Popovich trying to get something from the Lakers, whatever they got as far as a couple of guys and maybe some draft picks, if he's that adamant about wanting to be traded to the Lakers?
Yeah, I don't think he would sit out. Of course, what do I know? But I feel like that would be pretty ridiculous when you have a contract and you would make no money. He'd forfeit his money, and he would also...
Well, it depends on whether he wants money or he just wants to play for Pop.
I mean, again, he doesn't have a choice right now. If the Spurs choose not to trade him, then Kawhi either has to play or not get paid. I guess he does have a choice. He can either play or not get paid. But if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're in your mid-20s, prime of your career, would you want to skip an entire season of basketball? That would mean then over the course of 2 years, he's played 9 games. No matter how good you are, you're going to lose a lot sitting out for 2 years of your career.
Did he sit out because he was that pissed at Pop, or was he really that hurt? I've never really heard.
Yeah, it's something that's up for debate.
I mean, Pop or somebody did something. Evidently, he was healthy. He just didn't want to play. So
no, we don't know that. We don't know. The Spurs doctors cleared him. The Spurs doctors cleared him, but he didn't feel like he was comfortable enough to return. He was worried about the injury. It's his prerogative. So we don't actually know. I mean, only Kawhi knows how hurt he still was and how nervous he was about the injury. Not even Greg Popovich or the Spurs know, because that's what they were telling us around the playoffs. Now, I'm certain that there are some hurt feelings there because he completely skipped being with his teammates during the postseason. But the Spurs are willing to work it out. They aren't going to trade him for peanuts. They're not just going to let him go. In fact, what I've heard, the haul they're asking for is unbelievable. So I'll have to find it. One of the posts I saw on Twitter on Tuesday about the number of draft picks and players that they want in exchange for Kawhi Leonard. They're not letting him go for anything less than the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Right. Well, he's close to a franchise player.
Oh, I think he is a franchise player for sure. He's one of the best two-way players in the NBA.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, he is.
All right. Cool.
But, you know, how much is too much?
It's never too much if some team is willing to give it up.
Offer, you know?
It's like saying that a player's not worth a particular fat contract. If there is a team out there willing to trade what the Spurs are asking, then he's worth it to them.
Because he would make anybody, especially with LeBron, automatically that much better.
He sure would.
And if they get another pieces to go with it. And, you know, Golden State, I don't know, Cousins, they just got. So that pretty much ensure them of another championship unless somebody does something, right?
No, not right. No, not right. What if Steph Curry gets hurt again? What if Kevin Durant gets hurt? Well, I mean, that's not – what if they don't play well?
Still, you can't bank on that. But
just like you
do,
can't bank on it.
They're still pretty good, though.
They sure are. All right, Larry. Thank you so much. Oh, Larry, sorry.
And
Rick.
You know, like
Larry
Chris
was my last
Paul,
caller.
I've heard Rich Lord on the radio because I listen to the Triple Threat, so that's about the time I get on. He still thinks, and I do also, that if Chris Paul didn't get hurt in game 5, Houston would have him another championship.
What if Andre Iguodala doesn't get hurt in game 3?
Well, then I guess it's a game seven and winner take all. But
nah.
You know,
I mean, there's no way to know exactly. So you can't make that kind of statement.
That's
there's no way to know.
Guessing, but I mean, exactly. You can think what you want to think and hyperbole everything.
Oh yes, Rick. Thank you for your call. I hope you have a great July 4th.
Oh, you too.
Okay.
And have a safe one.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my
show. Whoops. Sorry. That was an accident. I swear. Bubba Watson. Segue. Bubba Watson shoots for his fourth win of the year as the PGA Tour's best, including fan favorite Phil Mickelson. Is he still a fan favorite after he completely despised and disrespected the game of golf by hitting a moving putt at the U.S. Open? The hot takes that came out of that whole situation.
Carnival golf.
Fantastic. Bubba Watson shoots for his fourth win of the year as the PGA Tour's best, including fan favorite Phil Mickelson, joining a celebration to honor the military men and women who helped defend our freedom. A military tribute at the Green Giant. A military tribute at the Greenbrier this weekend on CBS. That's a really long sentence. Want me to count the number of words in that sentence? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 words in that sentence.
Nerd alert.
Well, that was one of the longest run-on sentences I've ever seen. Who writes these things?
Google it.
Wowzers. According to SB Nation, Silver Screen and Roll, what is that?
That's their Lakers beat.
Silver's,
I said the same thing.
Silver's not one of their colors, though.
SB Nation has its own like site for each team, and that's the name of the one for the Lakers.
Silver Screen and Roll?
I guess the movie Hollywood? I
can
understand.
Oh, Silver Screen and Roll. But if people have to stop and really think about it or have it explained to them, then is it okay, whatever. SB Nation, thank you. According to SB Nation, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, 2 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps, meaning the Spurs and the Lakers would also have to exchange their picks in the NBA draft. 2 first-round picks, 3 players, and 2 other trade-ups in the draft? No. Oh, my gosh. That would set the Lakers back for a couple of years. That'd be,
why not?
Be worse than the Nets trade with the Celtics when they got KG and Paul Pierce, but gave up the future of their franchise for like the next 5 years. Oh, my goodness.
Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the league
well,
right now.
You better hope that somebody else thinks that too, Greg Popovich, because that's a lot. Mortgage your farm for one guy. I mean,
I'm the king, my wife is the queen, and my daughter is the princess.
Well, your wife and your daughter would have to be on the court with you if the Lakers gave up every other guy on their roster. Okay, so what percentage of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic? 62% of us will attend a 4th of July picnic. And 150 million hot dogs will be consumed around the 4th of July holiday. Only 72 of those will be eaten in 10 minutes by Joey Chestnut. Or maybe he will extend his record. It was 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes in 2017. You know what I think of that? Ew. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.